Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just speaking into the void? Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. From the top, let's go.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Nailed it. What a shot from Karl Anthony Towns. Towns drives the lane and he throws it down.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Three-pointer that's right between the eyes. Shay.
SGA. Name me another guy who's got a hard G and a soft G in the same last name.
Earlier on the show, SiriusXM NBA radio host Frank Isola. Coming up, radio host and comedian Ricky Smiley. NBC Sports Bay Area 49ers insider Matt Maiocco. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of our program on the air, Tuesday after Memorial Day, talking NBA playoffs, Knicks and Pacers game four tonight in front of the Turner cameras. You could see that on Roku and also in front of Chalamet, who's becoming is he like the Jack Nicholson of the Knicks right now? I mean, I know Ben Stiller's this Ben. You know, and Spike Lee Spike travels. You know what I mean? Spike is the Jack. I understand that. But the new Jack, I guess.
New Jack swings.
Chalamet.
Chalamet's like the Gen Z, you know, Jack.
It's funny. Yeah, I was watching game three. Zan was sitting next to me.
Zan was watching?
Zan was watching. He was watching. And so he's sitting next to me, 2 minutes to go. He says to me, like in the old Dan Patrick line, he goes, "Dad, you nervous?" But he was being legit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, "Yes, Xander, I am nervous."
Very much so.
I'm like, the season is essentially on the line here. Yeah. So, yeah, I am, in fact, nervous. And he says at one point, I think it might have been the Brunson shot or whatever, okay, right before it. He says, "Dad, is that Timothée Chalamet in the front row?" And I'm like, I don't know. It's possible. I don't know if he travels with the team. And he says, "Would you mind, you know, racking it back?" And I said, "Yes. Yes, I would mind doing that. I can't do that right now." Brunson made the shot and then cut away. I'm like, "Oh, there he is.
There he is.
In front of Chalamet."
Oh, yeah.
God, country, and Chalamet.
God, country, and Chalamet.
We're missing out on
he was there.
Good t-shirt.
Right? I can't believe the Knicks came back in that one.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was a good
that
game.
That thing was like
that was the season, though. That season was on the line.
Season
Saturday.
Was on the line, and Karl Anthony Towns.
What a let's talk about
20-point fourth quarter for the New York Knickerbockers just when they needed it.
It was like Kat decided, "I'm not losing this game." Like, unreal.
Became a massive problem for Miles Turner and Siakam and the rest of them. 20-point fourth quarter. At one point, you know, I was looking, you know, to see if Brunson was hurt. And we just hadn't gotten an update. He was just sitting there. Deuce McBride was playing and you know, Thibodeau was like hot-handing it. Karl Anthony Towns getting it done for the New York Knicks, and the Knicks are alive, and they are trying to even the series tonight. This is what he had to say after the game over the weekend.
Saw an opportunity. Saw an opportunity to utilize all those hours I put into the gym. And game wasn't looking great for me as well, but for all of us, and I just wanted to do whatever it takes to help put us in a position to win. And like I said, it's a testament to my teammates, you know, having trust in me and giving me, you know, putting me in spots where I could succeed and utilize my talent. So It's just testing, you know, shout out to the guys in the locker room. You know, this is a great team win. But we got it. We know we got to be better than we were tonight if we expect to find a way to get another win.
I mean, three of their wins in the playoffs coming back from 20 mm-hmm. points down. First time in the history of the playoffs, a team has three wins within a playoff season in which they trailed by 20 in each. Two against Boston, we know games one and two, and now this game three that was must have.
Rich, should the Knicks just start the game down 0-20?
No, like, no, I wouldn't want that. Nor would Chalamet. Chalamet would say no.
Chalamet's there for the fight, though.
Dude.
Chalamet.
I mean, is Chalamet going steak and shaking afterwards? Is that what he's going there in Indianapolis?
I don't know if that's on his
Chalamet's last resort.
Maybe he's trying to beef up for the next Dune that's coming out or something, but I don't know if that's on the diet for Dude. Chalamet normally.
Well, Chalamet's like a New York diner kid, man. So, yeah, he's probably down for some.
Maybe.
Let me tell you something, dude. The Knicks are just, they are resilient, but they are just on a tightrope. And yeah, if it wasn't for that fourth quarter, man.
Wasn't it the Willendas?
Flying Willendas.
Yeah, they're like one of those guys with no net.
With no net.
They're just out there.
And, you know, without it 100% looked like game two and the first three quarters of game three, they were still hung over from that game one loss.
Yep.
You know, from that game one loss. And I'm wondering if that game three win is going to wipe out that game one loss. The only way to do it, though, is to go back to Madison Square Garden for a game five Thursday night, make it pivotal rather than potentially decisive, which is to even this series at two apiece. Mm. That is a tall order, man. In that building. Neesmith not being healthy is a blow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he's game time
ankles
tonight.
A blow. But the Pacers have a deep bench, and they got a terrific coach, man. Rick Carlisle. He's the guy. Mm-hmm. Terzo in Iowa, let's take his call. All Rise. What's up, Terzo? How are you, sir?
What's up, Rich, Chris?
Terzo.
What's happening, Terzo? Hey, Rich, first thing, that was a great interview that you had with Rich Paul last week.
Never really
heard him kind of go through how he met LeBron. That was fun to listen to and get some of that insight from him, and he seems like he's a pretty cool guy, and I would love to hang out with him and have a beer and watch basketball.
Hey, man, I'm glad you liked it. I appreciate that. How I Met LeBron is a new CBS comedy,
it's
I believe, right?
Fall,
is that coming this fall?
This fall?
Yeah, it's coming this fall, How I Met LeBron. So,
that's kind of like winning the lottery, right? Right there.
Yeah, there you go. What's on your mind?
Hey, so Rich, I had a good pretty penny on the Knicks when they come back and won. So I was pretty happy with that. So I was stressed out.
I appreciate
probably not
that
as much as you, but I was I was sweating some bullets there in the third, fourth quarter.
I appreciate that update from the Heartland. Good to know. Stacks are fatter.
This is a funny stat though. So the Knicks are 6-1 on the road in these playoffs and 4-5 at home. So it might be better that they're playing in Indy tonight to even up the series.
I don't know about that, man. The Mecca is supposed to be that for the Knicks, but it's always one of those things, man, where the Knicks just play. I don't get it. I would love to see one of these games at home where they just put you in a rocket chair. I guess that was the one we saw in Atlanta, right, TJ? When we were sitting in the bar post-Celebrity Family Feud.
Yes.
Watching the wrap-up of the Boston Celtics. I just don't see it. Indiana's too damn deep and good with a bunch of, you know, guys who are just so friggin' clutch. And that includes, obviously, Halliburton. And Siakam had damn near 40-point game in game two over the weekend. We didn't discuss that. But thanks for the call, Terzo. Greatly appreciate it. Terzo in Iowa, congratulations on having fatter stacks, sir.
Daddy Fat Stacks.
It's a Tuesday. This just in. Overreaction Monday is sitting in your RSS feed. If you listen to podcasts, it's sitting there on the YouTube channel of The Rich Eisen Show to watch Overreaction Monday. But it's Tuesday, so it's time for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction.
Reaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, very good. I haven't stepped on that line in some time. I'm just giving myself praise.
Congratulations. Everybody good?
I didn't mean to hijack your everybody good moment by giving myself praise. I'm good, yes.
You're good?
Yeah, well, I mean, I gave myself
great
praise.
Great Memorial Day. Everybody good? TJ, how are you, man?
Good, bro. How about you?
Great to see you, Mike.
I know you had a good weekend golfing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had a great weekend. You know who's doing great right now? The Eagles and Saquon Barkley. You know what he said last week? I think Saquon is right. Last year's Eagles team, top five all-time Super Bowl team.
Well, I mean, what does that mean? The top five team to win the Super Bowl or top five team having a performance in the Super Bowl?
Of all the winners of the Super Bowl,
okay,
all those teams.
Yes.
So there's been 58 of them.
Yes.
Or 59, whatever. Well, what? Right. 59? 59.
Yeah. Super Bowl 60.
They're in the top five.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I mean, let's find out how many of these guys make the Hall of Fame. Wouldn't you say that's a metric as well?
Interesting. Is it?
I don't know. I mean,
who's going to the Hall of Fame on these Eagles?
Saquon's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's on the path.
The one that just won, because obviously Kelsey's going to the Hall of Fame, but
he wasn't there.
Lane Johnson's going to the Hall of Fame?
I think so.
Okay, Brandon Graham's got an outside shot-ish, right?
Ish.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts on that path.
Hurts on a path. He's on a path.
A.J. Brown on a path.
He's on a path. I mean,
anybody on defense? Anybody else on defense?
I don't know.
Coach
is on the path. You mean the former, the one they beat?
No, Nick Sirianni's on the path.
Oh, is that right? He went from having no clue to now he's on a path?
I think in your first 4 years, if you make two, win one, and win 75% of your games, yeah, that's a path.
Okay, that's a path. Okay.
That's a gold jacket path.
All right. I'm just going to call this an overreaction for the moment.
Ooh.
I'll call it an overreaction for the moment because we're talking about his triplets. We're talking about 49ers. Yeah. We're talking about the Broncos, the Elway back-to-backers. We're talking about the Steelers.
Steelers.
Let's not forget, I mean, Saquon wasn't born for the Steel Curtain.
This Eagles would have beat every Super Bowl team through the 80s, probably.
This guy.
Ooh.
Okay.
No?
Is Mel Blunt allowed to hit people?
Does Mean Joe Green not exist?
Yeah, like, we're playing today's rules.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
That kind of limits also in the...
Look at you, Kenny. We didn't even mention your Patriots, dude.
That goes without saying.
Onward.
Okay. Thinking about our new buddy from the Green Bay draft, Matthew Golden, newest Packers receiver. He's going to be the best Packers receiver this year.
Woo! Come on, dude. I love meeting him. I know that you're high on him. That's a neat one. I appreciate you throwing this in my direction, but not to give you a fantasy football infused answer, but I'll give you one, which now allows me to do it because I said not to do it, but then I'm going to do it. Sort of like with all due respect. With all due respect to Matthew Golden, you tell me, like, you have a Packers wide receiver in fantasy football. Do you have any idea which one is going to have the day?
It's week to week with this team, man.
Do you have any idea
that is true.
Which one is going to have the day? You know how all social media accounts, the NFL, the teams, have a day, fill in the blank, with the stats, right? Have a day. You have a day. You have no idea which one is going to have the day.
I think it's whoever has the best matchup.
Well, exactly. And
that's
you
who
know,
Jordan's going to go to.
I mean, that's the way they have their, like, the one you know every week is going to have the day or its opportunity to have the day is Josh Jacobs. So they're run first. You know he's going to get the opportunity to have the day more than anyone else. And then it's just like, take your pick.
Watson and Dobbs can't stay healthy. Okay. Dontavian Wicks has the dropsies. So he is, you know, a little bit less reliable. I think Golden has the opportunity to come in here and be the guy.
Oh, I think.
Immediately.
Sure. I mean, just in the mere fact that you don't know what it looks like when the Packers draft a wide receiver in the first round. You just don't know what that looks like in the following season.
It's literally happened twice in like 50 years.
This century, right? Mm-hmm. You just don't know who's the one that's going to fill up their cup.
thing is, this team has a lot of talent at wide receiver.
You just don't know, Who's going to be the one who's going to fill up their cup? The only one that you know is going to fill up their cup is the coach, because he's all about hydration, and he knows it. We told him to his face.
He stays hydrated.
Now it's his first round pick. It's hydration. So maybe you're right.
Maybe
Matthew Golden is going to fill up his cup. Maybe the coach thinks he's hydration.
His water is wet.
Still an overreaction.
So. All right.
Anytime I get a chance to put that up on the screen, though, I will take it. Thank you, Hoskins, for having that ready.
One of the big stories last week coming out of the owners' meetings.
Yes.
Flag football coming to the Olympics. As we know, yes. NFL players will be eligible to be on the team. Now,
I got some crap for not taking Mahomes first overall in that draft.
We all got crap.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk. Now, the actual guys who do participate in these international flag football,
they're a little
heated,
justifiably.
Deuce, the quarterback out there, is talking his smack, says he wants a chance to compete. Now, Bill Barnwell, I want to give him a shout out. Bill Barnwell had this idea of, I think he's nailed it. Flag football stars against the NFL players in a qualifier to represent USA in the Olympics.
Sold.
Wait a second.
But how do we,
because two teams play and the winner gets to go?
So you got the international flag guys that always play.
No, hold on a second.
They play against the handpicked whatever select NFL players.
I understand that, and so it's sort of like the miracle on grass.
Yeah, it's a qualifier.
That's what you're saying?
Qualifier.
The miracle on...
you know how they have Olympic trials for track and field and every other sport?
Pellets? It doesn't have the same ring to
we
it.
Got
the miracle
it for
on
this
turf
now.
With pellets.
We have a trials for the flag football team for USA.
I get it. The NFL will never... And part of the reason why they did this and allowed NFL players to be out of training camp to participate in it is to put the NFL and its stars on an international stage, period, end of story. They're not going to say, we'll throw it off to a bunch of people that you've never really, with all due respect, have heard of.
But Roger Goodell has said
that ain't happening.
That
this is not
USA is picking
up. But to get it out there and maybe get some names up to say these cats who do this for a living have a shot to crack the lineup, then and put it on the Pro Bowl stage, sold on that. You know, just let's see it. Let's see the best of the NFL against the best of flag football right now in a flag football game. Let's go.
In the Pro
I
Bowl?
Agree. I love it. In the Pro Bowl, yeah.
If I don't
for
mind,
sure.
I
like,
don't
let's have at least one of them like that, right?
Yeah. Because I get it. Like, these guys are putting
like
in
it.
The work.
They are.
You know, they're the ones who are forwarding this flag game. Fortunately, they are going to get the short end of the stick. But a matchup in the Pro Bowl, why not, man?
Because any outcome is fascinating.
Yeah.
The NFL players who just happen
except
to come together.
For the fact that the NFL envisions Mahomes holding the American flag, leading the delegation in Los Angeles.
He's got to beat Deuce out at quarterback. You know what I mean?
In the same way that we've seen tennis stars do it and NBA stars
do
Deuce
it. American?
The NFL wants to see the face of its sport, or one of, holding the American flag, dressed in Ralph Lauren or whatever, leading the delegation
like
in the opening ceremonies. That's the point of it. A large point of it.
So then maybe, Chris, what we do
get
Deuce signed to the Cleveland Browns or another team, play in the NFL.
The Browns do have a slot in their quarterback room right?
They can have a six, right?
What else do you got over there?
All right, a couple NBA items here. This Thunder-Wolves series, kind of cooling the jets on the Ant is the face of the NBA talk.
No question. Yeah.
Hasn't played that great.
But in his defense, remember when Susie was here, he's on record as saying he didn't want to be the face of the
NBA.
Well,
it's not your choice.
Well, it is kind of, because you've got to say yes to the commercials. You've got to say yes to all that stuff that you don't have to.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him for saying all that sort of stuff. And he's not saying, I am the face of the NBA. Pay attention to me.
Nah.
He is incredibly talented. He has moments on offense and defense where he does look like Michael Jordan. But Jordan would rip out the Oklahoma City Thunder's heart and show it to them pumping in front of everybody wearing the same shirt and quiet them.
And Jimmy Goldstein.
That's what he would do. He would go in game five and just score and defend and erase the MVP from the planet. and say, SGA, here's your Canadian heart pumping. And I'm going to eat it with fava beans and an iced Chianti. That's what Jordan would do back in the day.
Again,
with the ultimate of respect, the kid is incredible. He is excellent.
He's amazing.
But the Timberwolves would not be down 3-1 if Michael Jordan was standing out there. And it's an unfair comparison.
And you can't say I didn't get enough shots. You have the opportunity to take any shot you want.
Face of the NBA.
Just take them.
Guys, we all know who the face of the NBA is. It's still LeBron.
Yeah.
As long as he is still playing in this association, LeBron James is the face of the association around the globe. Period.
End of story.
What else, Chris?
Last one, Knicks Pacers. Not going to make it to game 7. Either the Knicks win 4 straight or Indiana wins 2 the next
game. That is an overreaction. That's overreacting.
You think this is 7, no doubt?
I think so.
Doesn't it have it written all over it?
It has weird and it'll be crap down to is the, happening it'll in be, this series.
It'll be down to the last possession. It'll be in Madison Square Garden in front of God Country and Chalamet, and it's going to be insane. You and I both know it.
Double overtime.
Oh. Is Scott Foster refereeing tonight?
Oh, great question.
I love this guy. He's like, Scott Foster is a series extender. And then Scott Foster, I believe, was he not on the court for the Knicks and the Celtics game 5?
He was.
Uh-huh. I think
he
was.
Scott Foster get hit in the face.
Game 5 and the Celtics won game 5. Just saying.
No, the Celtics didn't win game 5.
Yeah, they lost.
Oh, they what, no, the game 6. Pardon me. It was on the court in game 6. About. Yeah. My bad.
No. John Goble is the crew chief tonight.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good stuff, Christopher. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We take a break. When we come back, a Marconi Award winner, and he has got a first comedy special in over a decade, Fool-ish. Ricky Smiley making his Rich Eisen Show debut when we come back. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out, for recovery, it's game-changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want is a great feeling. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can choose to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
He is a two-time winner of the Marconi.
Two-time.
He is Two-time. Also the host of the syndicated hit show, The Ricky Smiley Morning Show, and his new comedy special, first in over a decade, Foolish, is available on Hulu. Ladies and gentlemen, Ricky Smiley is on the program.
Good to see you.
What's up?
How are you?
Yeah, while you introducing my Marconi Awards, your Marconi Award in there with a light shining.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Excuse me, Ricky, we just met. I have a presentation value that comes with everything. Be careful talking to this man in an airport.
They'll tell you their whole life story, man. Oh, God, that ADHD kick in. You haven't had an Adderall. I'm like, come on.
That was recorded in your hometown in Birmingham?
Birmingham at the Lyric Theater. And I used to work at a clothing store right next door to that theater.
Look at you.
And write jokes doing open mic night.
Yeah.
Wow. That theater was closed. They redid the theater. And yeah. It was available. It was a nice little 1,200-seater. And I just went in there and shot a special.
Nice. Cool.
Full circle.
Congratulations on all of that. Foolish is available on Hulu, which means it's available right here on Roku. I've got Ricky Smiley right here on the Rich Eisen Show, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having
you
me.
You got it. You got it. So yeah. You're from Alabama, which means you must be...
You have to say Roll Tide. Then the state of Alabama.
Okay, Roll Tide.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I mean, there are some people...
You have God, Jesus, and Nick Saban.
Well, there were some that once upon a time said those two before Gus Malzahn, you know what I mean? So you never, obviously, Auburn being from Birmingham, right?
No, Auburn's like our little brother.
Oh.
Yeah. And before Nick Saban, we had Paul Bear Bryant.
Yes, sir.
Now, I should have bought a picture of me sitting on Coach Bryant's knee when I was 8.
Did you really?
Yes, I have it. I'll show it to you. It's in my phone, but I will show it to you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got a picture with the Bear. They took our little league football team to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
We were up for the little state championship, okay, which we won. And they took us to watch Alabama practice. EJ Jr. was there.
EJ Jr.
Oh yeah, they were all at Alabama. We almost got ran over by some player. We were on the sideline. Coach Bryant came out of the tower and told us to take a knee and had a good conversation with us. And we went back. Jack O'Rear, former Alabama quarterback, drove us down in his Cutlass. Because his brother was on my team, yeah. Chris O'Rear. And we went to Tuscaloosa in two Cutlasses, two 79 Cutlass Supremes. And we were all squeezed in. You see, back then, there was no law to wear seatbelts. So we were piled in the car. Remember, and then somebody had a pickup truck. So you remember the pickup truck? You kind of sit on the back of the truck on the highway with no seatbelts. Can't do that now.
Yeah.
And we went to Tuscaloosa to watch Bama practice. And I've been a fan ever since.
Did you have dreams of maybe playing?
That was my number one dream, was to play football for Alabama.
So how good were you back?
I played little league football. I played quarterback and receiver.
Quarterback.
And receiver. I still have an arm this day. I also have a video at the age of 56, putting the ball in somebody's chest. They ran a post corner and dropped, and I had this guy run a slant, dropped it right to him. Still, my accuracy is still on point.
Oh,
to
so
this
you
day.
Still have you still have the
right now.
The mechanics
right now.
Right now.
And I had to, I went on a club, Shay Shay. Everybody think that a comic only did comedy, right?
Sure.
Nobody thought that we had a life before we started telling jokes. Well, you know, I played football. I had 3 college athletes to come out of my house. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
My house looked like this studio.
Oh, well, you know what? We wanted you to feel at home. And now, you were on Shaq's pod recently?
I was.
Okay. Now, you and Shaq share a love of the Dallas Cowboys, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. We love the Dallas Cowboys. I'm an old Cowboys. I'm like your Robert Newhouse, your Tony Dorsett.
Hollywood Roger Henderson. Stark.
Come on, man. Yes, sir. Randy White, linebacker, man. That was the baddest white dude. Linebacker ever.
Back
Randy
when the
White.
Offensive line would stand up and then get down.
Yeah.
For Staubach and Danny White.
Yeah. Too tall.
So you go back in those days.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old Cowboys.
Okay.
You know, because elementary school, you had a Pittsburgh Steelers lunchbox or a Dallas Cowboys lunchbox or a Scooby-Doo.
Well, if I may.
True.
If I may. Okay. We are the same age. I did not have a Steelers lunchbox.
What?
I did not have a Cowboys lunchbox.
What did you have?
I had a Hong Kong Foo lunchbox.
Oh, I remember.
He was the number one super guy.
That's right.
He was voiced by Scatman Crothers.
Yes. Hong Kong Foo. Faster than human eye.
TJ, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's old school, man.
I went to PS 54 every day with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich inside my Hong Kong Foo lunchbox.
Come on. And that's, real lunch.
That is the, one would say, the brick and mortar of my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a lunch bar back in the days was awesome, but
a thermos. We had a thermos inside it.
Yes. And you take the top off.
That's right.
And you pour it in the top. They don't know. And it was still cold. It was still cold.
Gosh.
So you blessed that able to have a lunchbox because everybody else had was on the free lunch program.
Dude.
And so, you know, they would give you that food in prison trade.
Yep. Hot lunch.
Hot lunch. And yeah, you remember the lunch ticket? And, and then they'll punch a hole in your lunch ticket. Oh, sure. That's come on, man.
I had the same thing.
This whole comedy special is about everything that we're talking about.
Is that right?
Yeah. All the old school stuff. We had the best toys. Yeah. We had the best toys for Christmas.
Big wheel.
Yeah. Bro, my twins have two big wheels now in my garage.
Amazing.
Right now, and yesterday, I put together two green machines.
Oh, green machine.
Have you seen the new one? Seen the new green machine?
What is it? Is it all-wheel drive or something? Is it hybrid?
It's made out of iron now. It's not plastic anymore.
Damn.
So they have a real, you can Google the brand new green machine.
Oh, yeah, it's on Amazon.
Exactly.
The green machine
like $130 or $200.
Yeah. $150.
Put two together yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm getting too excited.
I think I'm going to buy one of these right now.
Is it like the DeLorean from Back to the Future? It's filled with like plutonium. It's $200?
Bro,
that's crazy.
It's real. This green machine is nasty.
Oh, this thing looks dope.
Yeah, it looks really sick. I got one.
You
can
spend on that, man. You're going to spend. I have identical twin daughters, man. We love that. I had to go test it.
We were listening. My daughter and I, we were listening to Billy Joel yesterday because I'm from New York City.
Yeah.
And the song Vienna came on, and there's a line in the song where it says, take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. And I had to explain to her, I'm like, phones used to be on a hook.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to tell somebody who's 11 years old in 2025
your grandma had that phone on their kitchen wall with a cord that would go all the way across the street.
Down the block.
You can be on the phone cutting your grass. That long ass cord. That's why we're tough, man. Yeah. We didn't have to wear seatbelts.
We drank water out of the hose, Ricky.
I have videos on TikTok right now with my twins drinking water out of the hose.
Yes.
I'm not giving you a bottle of water. Nobody know who the water belongs to.
Ricky, not just a hose, like strangers' houses.
Yeah.
They say, your bike, just pull up to a house.
They said the water's hot. I said, you have to give it a minute.
It'll get cold.
Cool off. Give it a minute.
I got my best dad ever sign that's right here. I should put it in front of you at the where you drink your kids drinking out of a hose, man.
I still drink water out of the hose pipe. Come on, man.
Never get sick.
Yeah, did we have showers? We did not have showers back then. If you had a shower back then, you was rich.
You're rich.
You know the closest thing to a shower we had? The pink orange bag hanging up over the bathtub, but you didn't know what it was. So you put water in it.
And you just
Right? You put water in it.
Oh,
and you was washing your face. Yeah, we didn't know what that was for.
We're dating ourselves, man. We're dating ourselves.
The pills,
but it is
out of my generation.
This is it.
Yeah, we had the best.
Remember summertime? You'd leave the house at like 10, wouldn't come back till 6. No one knew where you were.
On
your bike, riding all over town.
This whole
when the street light came on, if you're not in the house.
Yeah.
When the street light comes on.
Ricky, I don't know, though, because I think that's certain of us, because I had friends who didn't have the street law rules. So, like, I knew when that thing started flickering, I had to
dip. But
my friends were like, where are you going? I'm like, you ain't going to be home. They were white. And I'm like, nah. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, nah, I got to get home for this light comes on.
That's a heck of a side right there.
Oh, yeah. Black people didn't play. When that street light came on, you better be on your way home. Your grandma be standing on the reports.
Right?
Come on, man.
This it's whole fact. Conversation started with a Scooby-Doo lunchbox mentioned. This is what we do, Ricky. You just throw the throw the pebble in the pond and we just ripple it. That's
see,
what
Rich,
we're doing.
These kids want an iPad, right? We had the first iPad, but it had two knobs on it, and we call it
Etch-a-Sketch.
Right? Right? We had the best childhood. If you wrote your name on an Etch-a-Sketch, you was a genius.
Yes. Right? That was tough to do.
Hard.
You couldn't do nothing on that
Etch-a-Sketch. Oh, my gosh. Now, you shake an iPad just right. to erase it? Oh, my
and then you get,
gosh.
Then you get the Green Army men. That did nothing.
Yeah.
They did absolutely nothing. But you had those favorites. You had that one with the pistol.
Yeah.
Then the one, right?
Sure.
The one
yes.
with the bazooka.
Yeah, yeah.
But that damn sniper was the one. That sniper. That
I
was
the
one.
Little,
he was laying down.
You could put
he
on
was
him.
Laying
you,
down.
One guy was a parachute, man.
Oh, my
the parachute
gosh.
Never opened. You
never,
know,
you should have
to throw it, and it would never open.
And you was rich plummet. If you had Evel Knievel.
Oh, yeah.
If you had, you had it. I'm sure you had it. If you had Evel Knievel. And G.I. Joe, you
Kung
rich.
Fu Grip. Kung Fu Grip.
Right.
If you had the Kung Fu Grip.
Right.
Regular G.I.
Oh,
Joe.
No. I mean, you know, my parents were New York City public school educators.
Yeah.
So, like, we were lucky to have the Evel Knievel is like the one.
I never had that. I was very jealous.
You ever tried to put your sister naked Barbie doll on the back?
Oh my God.
I did used to hang my sister's Cabbage Patch Kids when my parents weren't around. Like, I'd tie a string around their neck and they'd start crying.
We were probably in high school when the Cabbage Patch Kids came out. It was just Barbie and G.I. Joe and Evel Knievel.
Cabbage Patch, I never got into the Cabbage Patch.
Nah, I couldn't. I was.
Because it came with like a birth certificate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, you set the fight to get a Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh my God. Yeah. And whenever, you know, a new Atari game would come out, I would go.
Y'all remember
really
the Atari 2600?
Yeah.
And the game that came with the Atari was a shooting gallery.
Yes.
I should tell you, we have a Knock'em Sock'em Robots over
man,
there.
Come
by
on,
the way.
Stop playing. Don't
it's
tell me.
It's autographed by Oscar De La Hoya.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, does the next deal pop up when you get a good?
Well, I played it with him and beat Oscar De La Hoya.
What?
And I knocked his robot out, which is one of my greatest athletic achievements of my life.
Oh my God.
And I call it an athletic achievement.
It's a football game. It takes you 12 minutes to set up the offense versus the defense.
That little vibrating game?
They were vibrating.
Yeah, that game was awful.
I heard, by the way, I heard last night that there's people pitching in this town trying to make a movie out of that.
Really?
Yes.
Electric football?
Yes.
Wow.
That is actually an idea in this town right now.
With that little sponge football. That was right? We had the best childhood of all time.
Nobody on
earth.
It was a little small.
Nobody completed a pass with that thing ever in the history of that.
So your new specials about all this sort of stuff?
All of this.
Why? Because you're going back to your hometown and you're talking about your upbringing or no?
I mentioned my hometown, but it just basically talking about upbringing and how times have changed and how much fun we had. And I lay out all of this stuff, you know, and it's just funny. I mean, the audience just sitting there screaming while I'm talking about all of the old stuff. So it's a great show. So it the new generation, it's telling the story of how we grew up or whatever, but it's celebrating our childhood.
And that's right now available on Hulu, which is available right here on Roku.
Yep.
So you're following Alabama sports and the Cowboys. Any NBA 2 cents right now? Or not really? Because you're
busy. Mavs. The Mavs is my team, man. They
made a big trade this year.
That was so disappointing. That was so disappointing to let Luka go. They make a lot of bad decisions in that office. What's my man that played for the? The New York Knicks.
Brunson
was there with the Mavs.
With Luka.
Yeah, imagine if they would have just.
Do you see what Luka looks like now? Do you see? He's
when
lost.
When did he slam down, right?
Yeah, there it is. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, he's ready.
I mean, he's shopping at the Gap.
Yeah, but they're going to.
Is that what it is?
They're gonna have
that white t-shirt, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they're going to have to put some players around him in order for them to compete because you can't win an NBA Finals without a bench. I talk about that on my radio show every day.
Uh-huh.
Whoever have the best bench wins the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. That's just me because you can't. LeBron and all of the stars on the team, they're gonna have to get adequate rest. whatever. You know?
So that means it's going to be Oklahoma City versus Indiana.
I agree.
I said that on my radio show this morning. This very morning.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it looks right now. I mean, Obviously, they're both up in their. So it's not a very long limb to be going out on, but for us to say that. But we'll see. I mean, that is that. And Shaq, what did you guys talk about on his pod?
Some of the same stuff. Shaq, I love Shaq. Shaq is my fraternity brother. We're all Omegas. Mm-hmm. Shaq was stuck on one character that I did in 97 on BET.
What is that?
And he won't let it go. It's Lil Daryl. It's wrong. And cancel culture won't allow us to do Lil Daryl jokes anymore. Lil Daryl was a special needs adult that had an Easter speech. And I imitated the Easter speech in 97.
And Shaq won't let it go.
And Shaq won't let it go.
Oh, man.
And so Shaq put the glasses on and started doing Lil Daryl. And it about wiped me out. Because I had to stop doing it because I didn't want to get protested on.
Sure. I got you.
I had to stop talking about little people. Somebody had got offended. Because you can't say the M word anymore. Mm-hmm. You got to say little people.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a show where
to Shaq, everyone's a little person.
Yeah, but little people,
yeah,
like are like babies to Shaq, like a baby doll. And I was telling him that I went to a funeral where a little person had died,
mm-hmm.
and I was talking about how he had one pallbearer, and.
TJ Pinky got TJ.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, TJ. TJ. They didn't have to go around and view the body. It was passing them around.
Oh, come on.
Just handed them down the pew?
Yeah.
TJ.
TJ, they didn't have a hearse. They had a PT Cruiser. Oh.
This is what you were saying with Shaq, or this is part of your... Okay, fantastic.
He was gone. All right. He was crying.
He got it.
Yeah, but my message was, I wanted to get it out to families that if you have a little person mm-hmm. in your family and something happened to them,
yes.
to get a regular size coffin if something happens, so it would look right. But then I went to a funeral like that, and when they opened the casket for viewing, he wasn't there. And what happened was when they took the casket up the steps to take it into the main sanctuary, he had slid to the bottom. So we always recommend Velcro. You all right, baby?
TJ cannot control himself. Is this how you got two Marconis? That's where the second one came from.
I'm gonna shine a light through mine because I don't. My Marconi, you have a light shining.
It's
right.
It's like a rainbow with a prism. Like man, the top is like a prism. It just comes straight
thing
through.
Like kryptonite.
Oh, that's on purpose.
I saw
that's on
you.
Purpose.
I kept my eyes on it the whole time.
Amen.
You're gonna sit it right there in front of me to get me to work harder.
I worked hard for that. It's gonna be like Roy G. Biv all over the place, man.
I was there. I think that was 23.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Was that what year you?
Oh, yeah. It was just 2 years ago. This is recent.
I was there. I think.
You were there?
Well, yeah. I was there.
Well, I mean, you won in 21. I have that right down here. Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I don't know. When you go back, just say hi to it for me.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Fantastic. Foolish on Hulu, available on Roku. Check that out. And, of course, every single day, the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. What a pleasure having you on here.
Man,
Let's do this more often.
Yes, sir.
This is so much fun. We went straight down memory lane. When we come back, your phone calls, 844-204-RICH. Here's Chris Lopresti with a sports update.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit amazon.com/prime to learn more.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
What do you think? We might as well hit Sean now. What do you think? They have a shot at trying to even win this one against Philadelphia this weekend? Shaquille?
Well, I got a bet against John Kincaid, so I know they'll definitely win this one against Philadelphia. But I don't know if they still have a shot to make the playoffs. Do they still have a shot?
Well, yeah. I mean, all they have to do is just try and win one of the next two without Tony, and then he comes back. And no one's running away with this league. No one's running away with this division right now.
You know what? I guarantee we'll win one of the next two without Tony.
Okay.
And I'm guaranteeing we'll make the playoffs.
Okay. I will write that down right now. Shaquille O'Neal.
If we don't make the playoffs, I'll come with a Dallas Cowgirl suit on your show with some pom-poms for 10 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. So now you're gonna actually follow through on that bet if it doesn't hit.
I will come, I'll walk out for 10 seconds. Let everybody take pictures, make fun, then I gotta leave. 10 seconds, that's all you get. Not 11 seconds, not 12, you get 10 seconds.
Okay.
I have on the skirt,
this is amazing.
Pom-pom, and a blonde ponytail wig.
So that's if the Dallas Cowboys, they don't make the playoffs at all in this season. Okay.
Now, what are you going to do if they make the playoffs?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, same bet. But I think they're making the playoffs.
All right, deal.
I'll do it with you, Shaq. How about that?
Deal.
I'll do it with you.
It is now September the 1st of the following year, and joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show a week before he goes into the place that he deserves to be enshrined for the rest of his life and forevermore. Shaquille O'Neal, future Basketball Hall of Famer, joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Shaq?
First of all, it's not my fault. You need to blame it on the Dallas shops. I've been downtown Dallas looking for some big booty cheerleader shorts. They don't have any.
So you're blaming it? It's an inventory issue?
Yes, there's inventory issues. I know you don't want me to come on your show with my ass all hanging out in shorts, do you? That's not a good look for me or your show, Rich.
Okay, so...
But yes, I'm a man of my word, and yes, I will come there one day when you least expect it.
Ooh.
And fulfill my bet.
Well, but the thing is, I have to do it with you, Shaq, so I do need probably a little bit of a heads up, you know?
No, but you know what? I don't want you to do it with me because, you know what? You waited long enough.
Okay.
You know, you're at the point to where you don't think I'm going to believe it. So just to prove it to you, I want you to be front and center.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you 12 seconds.
This is the best possible scenario, Shaq, is you've extended it 2 seconds and absolved me from having to do it.
Look, exactly. I just want you to sit there and watch.
That's two vines, Rich.
Come on, Shaq. Don't let him off the hook.
No. I like Rich.
Okay. Didn't Ernie Johnson tell us that Shaq was famous for making wagers like that and then just never, ever seeing them to its conclusion? Didn't he tell us that when he was on our show in Atlanta?
Who's going to make him pay up? You know, that's...
Well, I mean, make him do anything.
You know?
Yeah.
My gosh, that was so funny. Shaq back in the day. You Dallas Cowboy fans.
We're the best.
Sure. I agree with you. Irv, it's one of my favorite people. See? You're one of my favorite people.
I am?
You are.
Hey.
But you knew that.
Sometimes I'm not sure, so I like to hear it.
I understand why you say something.
I like to hear it.
So silly.
It's that. Just positive, you know.
Are you, what are you looking for? You? I can come over. You want me to give you a hug?
Yeah, no, definitely not. We're good.
My goodness.
Free hugs?
I had no idea. You like warm hugs, I know that.
I like
that.
Warm hugs. Yeah. I'm a big warm-up guy.
I'm aware of all of that. Ricky Smiley has just said hello to my Marconi on the way out the door. Matt Maiocco, who is going to just, we're always interested in what's going on with the Niners, certainly when they signed who they signed to be their quarterback for the long term. He'll join us in hour number 3. Phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial throughout all of that. You know what I did yesterday? I saw the new Mission Impossible.
Oh, no way. Really?
I did indeed. You guys are talking about seeing it after
Haven't
Thursday.
Gone. I have a couple days maybe this week that could work. Going to try to go after the show.
Yeah,
week.
I saw it with Zan Coop and one of Coop's friends, Jackson.
And?
I will say this to you.
It's long, right?
Yeah, but it's...
That's to be expected.
But 3 hours?
It's like 2:45. It's long.
Yeah. Here's a headline. Awesome. And it's better than I thought it was better than the part one.
Okay.
I thought it was better.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And I'm not going to spoil anything.
Please don't.
I spoil nothing here. But I'll just tell you. Do you know how you go to a concert and the band or the singer catches a great riff? Springsteen's known for that, right? Any fans of the Grateful Dead know that the Deadheads will know that there's a riff and they play the heck out of it and do it for over and over and over again. That's what this mission movie is. Mm. It's basically Tom Cruise and the rest of his crew.
Yep.
Talking about how what they're about to do is impossible. And then they lay out just how impossible it is.
Yep.
Then somebody in his crew will say to him, "This is impossible." And he will essentially say, "Is there any other choice?" Right. And then they map out what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And then cut to the mission. And it starts with some remarkable sweeping shot of the vista.
Wherever they are.
Wherever they are.
Yep.
And then you watch it unfold. Spoiler alert. He survives.
He survives.
Okay.
Yep.
And then they're all excited that the mission portion is completed. But now that just leads to another situation where the mission is impossible. He explains why it's impossible. Then somebody says, "That's not possible." And then he says, "This is how we're going to do it." And then beautiful sweeping crane shot of whatever shot, drone shot, whatever. And then do it again. And then do it again. And then halfway through the movie, you're like, "Oh, the credits are about to hit." And then you look down your phone. Oh. You're looking at your phone, you're watching.
Still have an hour left.
Oh, it's another hour and a half left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they do it again and again.
Well,
and again.
Sign me up.
And
I can't wait.
Like,
yeah.
It's cardio. Like you do your cardio watching this, and you can't believe he is doing all. He's doing.
He does all the stunts. You've seen
it all.
Yeah, the clips.
And they include these shots. It's just like he's hanging off a plane. He's doing this. He's doing that. By the way, I need to mimic his running style.
He's 62, really.
I understand that. I'm in my mid-50s. Uh-huh. He runs in a suit. I run in a suit. Although I'll say, Tom, you know, again, if you're out there watching, it's usually open neck, not tied.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's not the same. So I'm understanding about how I go about missions that are impossible.
Yeah, you're 40.
That's the way it goes.
Black suit, black tie.
I think I've just given you, I spoil anything?
Nope.
And it's so exciting. 2 hours and 40 minutes
of
it.
So long. Can't wait.
One after another, after another, after another. And the shots are incredible, and the scenes are incredible, and they tie a lot of the missions, past and present, together.
Oh, good.
I think you'll dig it.
I mean, I can't wait.
There's a special message to start it.
Oh, yeah, Tom, he posted something today, like, thanking everyone in the movie industry and all the crew and the people who work at the theaters. Yeah, he's big in, he's the greatest movie star of all time.
Yeah.
Without question.
You'll say that?
Yeah.
Of all time?
No doubt.
Really?
Yeah, no
doubt. Wow. Action star for sure.
No doubt.
I mean.
Movie star.
He is that. Yeah. He is a movie star.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who would even be close.
Apparently, the next thing is on his list is Les Grossman.
I saw that today,
Tropic Thunder.
Gotta bring that back.
I'm all in on that.
He said they're close. They're working on it's not attached anywhere yet.
One of the previews was for the new Police Squad.
Oh, William Neeson.
Yeah. And there's if you see it, there's a moment and it made me laugh out loud. But I am nervous about that one.
Oh,
I'm just nervous.
Yeah.
I think Neeson is a good choice, though.
I'm just nervous.
In general,
because that means a lot to me, yeah. Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Yeah.
But he plays Frank Drebin's kid.
Yeah,
so. It's like everybody's kid,
dude. I'm just telling you,
like OJ's kid, and I forget his partner's.
Yeah,
George Kennedy.
Oh, George Kennedy.
Paul Wallerhauser.
So you saw the.
I saw a clip again. Yeah.
That made me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
But again, it's just like there's a mission. It's impossible. They talk about just how impossible it is.
I like that.
Tom Cruise comes up with the way in which it is possible.
This Kevin Cart
sounds totally impossible. He's told it's impossible. He's like, but do we have any other choice? No.
No.
Music, sweeping shot. Here we go.
Dun, 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 dun,
I love that. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, and then it's like a riff over and over and over for 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's like a Springsteen concert.
Does Kevin Garnett pop up in any cameo? Anything's possible?
I don't want to spoil anything. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Please, no spoilers.
I bet you he's in there.
But that's my movie review.
Well done. A plus.
Job, Mission
a plus.
Impossible.
Two thumbs up from you? Two thumbs up?
Absolutely.
Cisco, Ebert, and Rich.
Recommend.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.